So can I interview you right now? Why are we here?
Sure. Well, we have a 70-year-old toxic plant, power plant that's been affecting the communities, putting particulate matters into the air. And asthma rates are astronomical in this particular community. We have infant mortality rates that are astronomical. And if you look over here, you can see where public housing is, and you can see where the stacks, the top of these stacks are to PG&E. And they're about equal to the windows. And so what you have is a cause and effect. So what you have is a powerful corporation, utility, like PG&E, and a low-income people of color community that's been violating the community's rights for years. And then you have the independent systems operators who don't believe in environmental justice. It's not part of their policies that are regulating it and helping to keep this plant open. It's time to shut it down. It's the people that are important.
But don't you think it's kind of not a random thing that it's happening in this community? You know, what's going on with the fact that it's in this community now?
Well, I think if you look across the country, 90% of all the toxic plants are low-income and minority communities. Take a look at where they put the uranium things, in the Indian community. If you take a look at these other communities, where are these power plants? They're in the low-income communities.
It's a form of environmental racism, wouldn't you say?
It's environmental racism. It's plain old racism.
Just plain old racism.
Plain old racism.
Not even environmental racism.
No. No. You know, we talked about Germany and the ovens, etc., and what happened to the Jews. Well, those ovens killed people quicker. What's happening here, it's killing people nevertheless, just slower. So that's the ultimate end. People are sick, suffering, and dying.
So you've been trying to close this down for a long time. Can you talk about some of the impediments?
Yeah, some of the impediments. Basically, what PG&E has said, well, all right, we needed Jefferson Martin. Jefferson Martin was a grid structure through San Mateo into San Francisco. Well, they got it. Started out at $110 million, now it's up to $270 million. California Public Utilities Commission passed it, and they wanted this so they could shut it down. Then all of a sudden you hear, oh, we need more grid infrastructures. Isles Creek, that's right over here, which has 80 million gallons of sewage, when they started putting conduits under it, Muni did, it collapsed the main sewer line. Boondoggle, $30 million, wasted. And then you notice Muni's got a shortfall of $20 million or $30 million. Where the heck do you think it came from? And now PG&E's consultant said, hey, the city was incompetent in what they did. Meanwhile, the plant's staying open. So PG&E said, oh, we need this other grid structure in place besides Jefferson Martin, which will be another 30 or 40 million. Meanwhile, the plant stays open. ISO also wants to put three peakers on the other side of Isles Creek. And those three peakers are combustion turbine engines, which are basically jet engines. Not too clean. Okay, and that was part of a Williams settlement. That's not helping our community. That's going to put more particulate matter into the air.
So what do you want to see done today? What's the goal of today?
I think the goal of today is two or three things. One, we want this 70-year-old toxic spewing community infecting power plant shut down. Two, we don't see the necessity for the peakers, because today we have things like alternative energy, we have energy efficiency, and those things have not been addressed. There's a $100 million solar bond in San Francisco, and that's pushed. If you can visualize this PG&E plant behind us, and instead of that plant being there, a solar arrays generating clean energy, clean, efficient energy, we'd probably see the health statistics clean up quite a bit.
Well, somehow it seems like people of color are not entitled to clean energy for some reason. What's up?
Well, the name of the game is, well, look at our gas prices. Look at what the price per barrel. It went over $54 a barrel, $55 a barrel. That took natural gas prices up. Natural gas prices, PG&E has said, is up 11% over last year.
So
what we know is natural gas isn't an efficient form of energy. And as that cost has come up, energy efficiency and alternative energy is a much better way of going. So it's time that that takes place. Now, what's interesting, ISO doesn't count the energy efficiency numbers in the numbers that they use to keep this plant open. And they should.
Why don't they?
Well, let's just call it another form of racism.
I guess,
you have Executive Order 12898 protecting low-income and minority communities. You've got Title VI, okay, of the Civil Rights Code. All those things are being violated. We're not hearing anything about that.
All right, folks,
and
first we're going to hear from Ms.
Who can least defend themselves?
She is the president of the
low income and people of color. That's why they're victimized.
Thank you, brother.
Community. Over 50% of our children, do you hear me? 50% of our kids in Huntersville alone have asthma. I lost 3 seniors of cancer. Parents up here are on breathing machines. And every day these kids are getting sicker and sicker. This is affecting their ability to learn, to go to school. They're out of school all the time because they're sick. The nosebleeds, the headaches. And let alone we have high PG&E bills. The PG&E is not giving nobody no jobs up here. If they give jobs to these residents up here, it would help take some of the crime and violence off these streets. So today we are asking basically to shut this plant down because we want to be asthma free. Shut down PG&E. We want to be asthma free.
First of all, folks, let me lay something out for you. I know that all of you are aware that not long ago, a few weeks ago, our mayor and our supervisor and a few other folks had an interview out by the Petrel Hill Power Plant, not Hunters Point, but the Petrel Hill Power Plant, proclaiming that they were moving fastly away from fossil fuel generation. At the same time, PG&E was acknowledging that they were not going to be able to even keep the 2006 date for closure of this plant. That's one more lie. At the same time, a spokesperson from the ISO said to an interviewer that we were going to have to understand that this Bay Area, Greater Bay Area, was growing and it was possible that they may have to retrofit this plant. For the last 8.5 years, we have been lied to. This date has taken wings. It has flown away. We're tired of being lied to. We believe that it's past time. We need to shut this plant down now. We need to send a very strong message to our supervisor, to our mayor, to the PUC, and in particular the PUC, who proclaimed that if allowing PG&E to do their Jefferson Martin line, it would shut this plant down even sooner. They wanted it done against their own better judgment. They voted to allow those lines go through. And what are they saying? They're going to be late? Well, we're saying our lives are too much. Our lives are a whole lot more expensive and a whole lot better than those lines. We want this plant shut down now. We want it shut down now, and we're here to politely give PG&E their first shot across the bow. We're actually evicting them today. I want to bring on another one of my mothers to tell you why she's here. Anna, my name is Marie Harrison. Ina's here. Now, remember, she's a very tiny lady, and she's a little sick because this is not her kind of weather.
Hello, my name is Ina Mundine. I'm with the Mothers Committee. We're here right now to close down the PG&E power plant. Another reason is one of my sons has asthma, severe asthma, and the PG&E power plant is causing more problems for my son to breathe. Another, I have a 7-year-old, and he has migraine headaches. Shut down the PG&E power plant.
Shut it down now!
I want to bring on another one of my mothers to show you how serious we are. It's raining like cats and dogs, and we're here to make a point. Rain or shine, this plant is going down.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Janice Hughes, and I'm a resident of Hunter's View, and I'm with the Mothers Committee. And we need this PG&E plant shut down now because my daughter has eczema, me, bloody nose, breaking out and everything in the face and neck, everything. And we just need to shut down. We want to be asthma free. And
shut down PG&E.
Bienvenidos a Tierra Insurgente.
Welcome to Tierra Insurgente, Intifada al-Ard. Ahlan wa sahlan, marhaba, wa salamu alaikum.
Tierra Insurgente, Intifada al-Ard es una alternativa a los medios convencionales de comunicación, comprometida a hablar de lo que no se habla. Insistimos, demandamos y tomamos nuestro derecho a hablar y a actuar. Nosotros creemos que podemos construir un mundo basado en nuestro propio contexto, historia y experiencia. Estamos comprometidos a luchar por la libertad, autodeterminación, tierra, justicia, comunidad, y creemos en los derechos de la gente indígena y todos los oprimidos a existir bajo sus propios términos y a defenderse en contra de cualquier forma de ocupación y opresión en las maneras en que ellos definan. Estamos comprometidos a luchar en contra del silencio y la ceguera, y apoyamos a la gente y las comunidades a hablar y a actuar por sí mismos.
Tierra Insurgente Intifada al-Ard is an alternative to conventional media, committed to speaking what is not spoken. We insist, demand, and take our right to speak and act. We believe that we can construct a world based on our context, our history, and our experience. We are committed to struggle for freedom, self-determination, land, justice, community, and the rights of indigenous and all oppressed peoples to exist on their own terms and to defend themselves against all forms of occupation and oppression in ways that they define. We are committed to struggling against silence and sleep. We support people and communities speaking and acting for themselves.
Buenas noches, bienvenidos nuevamente a Tierra Insurgente. La noche de hoy, al comienzo del programa, estuvimos mostrando unas pruebas de sonido con testimonios de madres y activistas que estuvieron presentes en un meeting que tenía como fin la demanda de cerrar la planta nuclear PG&E en Bayview Hunters Point, una comunidad que es mayormente de gente de color y mayormente, recientemente, también inmigrantes. ¿Por qué querían que...? Quiero hablar un poquito sobre lo que estaban escuchando en los testimonios, debido a que eran en inglés. Su demanda esa noche fue: si el gobierno no lo hace, la gente lo hará. Porque creen de que en determinado momento, cuando el gobierno no vaya a estados con sus demandas, ellos van a hacerlo con sus propias manos. Hay un proceso y la gente está luchando mucho para tratar de hacer esto de la mejor manera. Pero ahora, hablando un poco más sobre la planta, esta planta que se encuentra en este barrio, es una planta que tiene 70 años de edad, por así decirlo, y está afectando tremendamente a la comunidad, porque es altamente contaminante y durante todos estos 70 años ha venido violando los derechos de la comunidad. Hay un 98% de las plantas o empresas contaminantes a lo largo del país que se encuentran mayormente en las zonas de clases bajas. Esto demuestra que no es una simple casualidad, sino que es una de las tantas formas de racismo que hay dentro del país. Así como hablamos del racismo que ocurre afuera, lo mismo pasa adentro, donde nuestras comunidades cada vez están siendo más desplazadas por los intereses, ya sea corporativos o avariciosos, de personas que no les interesa nada más que lucrar. ¿Y por qué racismo? Porque efectivamente se ha probado que esto pasa en zonas de clase baja, y la población de zonas de clase baja, gente de color, inmigrantes, y esa es a la gente a la que siempre han estado atacando para poder mantener su supremacía racial, en este caso de la raza blanca, porque son los que tienen mayor poder adquisitivo, porque son los que tienen más dinero, los que rigen los grandes negocios, las corporaciones multinacionales, y están íntimamente ligados al gobierno. Por eso es que el gobierno no hace nada, porque no les interesa. La meta de esta lucha, no puedo hablar solamente de este mitin, pero la meta de esta lucha, que es una lucha que ya se ha llevado hace algún tiempo atrás y sigue manteniéndose en pie, es que esa planta se cierre. Y esa planta es solamente un ejemplo, porque ese barrio no solamente, a consecuencia de todas las dificultades que esa planta trae, como la contaminación, que los niños estén enfermos y por lo tanto no vayan a la escuela, hay un 55% de niños que tienen asma, y eso es algo que hay que realmente analizar. Y por supuesto que esto no va a ser bien a la manera de vida dentro de la comunidad. Como decía, por ejemplo, los niños ya no van a poder ir a la escuela y las madres ya no pueden salir a trabajar porque tienen que cuidar a los niños, no hay empleos, en fin. Otra de las demandas es la propuesta de diferentes alternativas, porque esa planta nuclear que provee electricidad no es la única alternativa para proveer de energía eléctrica a las diferentes comunidades, pero lo hacen de esta manera para poder gastar más dinero y tener alguna manera de sectarizar, separar, dividir, aislar a la gente que no tiene dinero, a la gente pobre y a la gente de color. Durante muchos años, a lo largo de esta lucha, la comunidad se ha visto enfrentada a muchas mentiras, porque eso es lo que hacen las corporaciones cuando se dan cuenta que se encuentran con problemas, porque la comunidad ya no está dormida y quiere actuar y quiere hacer algo y les está demandando y está detrás de ellos. Prometen cosas para luego no cumplirlas, solamente es para entretener a la gente un poco, hacerlas creer que realmente van a tener un cambio, para después no hacerlo y luego volverán a prometer otra cosa, que tengan muy claro. Las personas nunca podrán cumplir sus promesas porque no cabe dentro de sus intereses. Sus intereses son intereses avaros, intereses capitalistas, intereses de dominio y posesión, que tiene como consecuencia la división, sectarización, segregación, aislamiento, desplazamiento de tantas comunidades. Es un poco el contexto de todo lo que estaban hablando las personas en estos minutos que escuchamos antes de empezar el show. Entonces solamente me queda decir que nosotros, como personas comprometidas a hablar con la verdad y a traer la verdad de nuestras comunidades hacia otras comunidades, para que sepamos lo que estamos pasando y que todos sufrimos los mismos ataques, por ese compromiso que tenemos, nosotros vamos a seguir hablando sobre lo que está pasando con Baby Hunter's Point, y no solamente ahí, sino en las diferentes comunidades. Pero esta es una lucha que hay que seguirla de cerca, porque es la prueba perfecta, una de las tantas pruebas perfectas, para demostrar lo jodido que está el gobierno y lo jodido que nos quiere dar a todos los inmigrantes y a toda la gente de color, para que ellos puedan prevalecer como la clase dominante, como la clase poderosa. Y ese compromiso lo vamos a tener siempre, porque siempre vamos a estar mirando hacia la verdad. Y eso es lo que le queremos dar a nuestra comunidad, porque somos unos más. Somos iguales que todos ustedes que nos están escuchando.
We just heard some testimonies from an amazing protest that occurred in Bayview Hunter's Point in San Francisco about a month and a half ago. It was a grassroots effort put together by the community in Bayview's Hunter Point and spearheaded by the Mothers Committee. One of the hidden tragedies of Bayview Hunter's Point, which is an area in San Francisco where people of color, immigrants, are living under horrific situations and conditions, is that there is a PG&E power plant, and that PG&E power plant is emitting incredibly toxic fumes and toxic chemicals and toxic particles into the air. And as is the case within the system that exists right now in the United States, African Americans, Latinos, Arabs, Asians, people of color are being affected adversely by the toxic effects of this plant. We see this part of the larger confrontation that people of color are experiencing right now, because there's an intimate connection between what's happening in Bayview, Hunters Point, and what's happening in Iraq, and what's happening in Palestine, what's happening in Latin America. It's a form of occupation in Bayview, Hunters Point right now. Bayview, Hunters Point is being occupied. It's being occupied by the PG&E power plant, which is causing the inhabitants of Bayview to suffer. And unless we understand these connections, we're going to have no consciousness about what's happening to our communities. And this is an effort, we're saying this because we have a commitment to Bayview Hunters Point and the communities there. We will continue to describe this story, have people speak, have the people from the community raise their voices high, because this plant has to be shut down. And if the government won't do it, the people.
Esta noche en el segundo programa de Tierra Insurgente queremos hablarles un poco, compartir con ustedes algo sobre inmigración, ya que nos identificamos con nuestra identidad de inmigrantes. Empezaré diciendo que la inmigración no es un fenómeno que ocurre por causas naturales mayormente. Sin embargo, los medios de comunicación convencionales y demás medios dentro de este sistema nos hacen ver que nuestra inmigración, sea por las causas que sea, es opcional. Y no solo eso, sino que además no nos cuesta nada. Nunca nos hablan de las verdaderas razones por las cuales emigramos. Y estos conceptos los grafican mediante crueles propagandas en las que nosotros somos presentados como cazafortunas, busca oportunidades. Y nuestra situación como una que no va a cambiar, y es así porque así son las cosas. Y es así como se nos da nuestra dosis de dopamina cada vez que prendemos la televisión, salimos a la calle, leemos los periódicos, etcétera, día a día. Para desviarnos de nuestra realidad y adentrarnos cada vez más a la realidad del opresor, que es el que crea las condiciones para que abandonemos nuestras tierras, nuestros hogares, familias, y vengamos a esclavizar nuestra mano de obra, nuestras mentes, historia y cultura. Nuestra realidad es que emigramos mínimamente por dos razones, razones económicas y razones políticas. Y estas razones no surgen aisladas de un contexto global. Es decir, estas razones no corren por cuenta propia de nuestros países, gobiernos, que se rigen por sí solos. Desafortunadamente vivimos bajo un sistema capitalista en el que ningún país capitalista puede regirse por sí mismo. Y bajo nuestra realidad, los países con mayor capital rigen el destino de aquellos que dependen de él. Y los países con mayor capital dependen de los recursos naturales y mano de obra de aquellos países que le dependen. Dicho esto, un país como Estados Unidos crea diferentes medidas económicas, como el Banco Mundial, el FMI, los tratados de libre comercio, corporaciones, minas, etc., para que su sistema pueda funcionar. Y dichas medidas son las que crean las condiciones para que nos veamos forzados a abandonar nuestros países de origen. Decisión que no es fácil, que nos cuesta, duele y tiene consecuencias. Lo mismo con las medidas políticas, como el autoritarismo, las sanciones, bloqueos, neocolonización, ajustes estructurales, división, racismo, etc., que crean las condiciones para que haya represión ante cualquier intento de crear un sistema diferente, violencia, guerra, ocupación, condiciones que también nos fuerzan a abandonar nuestros países de origen. Ambas medidas que causan la inmigración traen consigo muerte y destrucción, pero también lucha y resistencia. A lo largo y ancho del mundo, estas medidas y consecuencias se reproducen. Eso es lo que los medios de comunicación no nos dicen. Esa es la verdad que esconden para mantenernos silentes y sumisos. Y mientras sigamos silentes y dopados ante esta realidad, nos será imposible ver que luchar por los derechos de los inmigrantes es luchar en contra de la guerra y ocupación. Desde Irak a Palestina, hasta Perú, Colombia y Bolivia, hasta nuestras comunidades dentro de este país que ahora habitamos. Luchar por los derechos de los inmigrantes es luchar en contra del Tratado Libre de Comercio. Es luchar en contra de las maquilas, las minas explotadas por el imperio, Es luchar en contra del Plan Colombia. Es luchar por Cuba, Haití, Venezuela. Y la lista es infinita. Porque como inmigrantes, como gente de color, como refugiados, tenemos el derecho de volver, el derecho a retornar a nuestros países, cuando hayan condiciones que escapen las medidas represivas y asfixiantes de este sistema capitalista. Tenemos derecho a vivir en un mundo mejor, donde sea que estemos.
The current context for immigrants, people of color, and refugees in the United States is very bad, and is based on exploitation of our communities. This exploitation is political, economic, and psychological, and has created fear in our communities and divided our communities. Politically, we face increases in racism, attacks, violations of our civil rights, scapegoating, and isolation. Patriot Act, detentions, deportations, new INS rules, verbal and physical attacks. We continue to be marginalized economically, being forced to work as slaves without protections, health insurance, and proper working conditions. Psychologically, we are confronted with feeling disrespected, humiliated, and dependent on a system that is exploiting our communities. This is true of all immigrant communities, people of color communities, and refugee communities. And the current context stops us from feeling supported by each other and stops us from working together. We have become the new slaves, and this is a kind of occupation here in our communities. Connections with the war and occupations of Iraq, Palestine, Afghanistan, Haiti, Cuba, Peru, we must also realize what is happening to our communities here is directly connected to what is happening in our communities in Iraq, Palestine, Afghanistan, Cuba, Haiti, Peru. Our home countries are being exploited too. The war on terror is really a war against people of color, Arabs, Latinos, Asians, Africans, etc. These wars and occupations are nothing more than opportunities to create hardships in our home countries, which forces people to leave and then come here to work as slaves. It's all part of the same system, and it's all connected. These wars and occupations are not about protecting the U.S., it's about controlling the natural resources and people of our communities and other countries. So what happens in Iraq and Palestine and Cuba is directly related and affects our communities here. It does not matter if it's here in Iraq or Cuba, they are all kinds of occupations, and we have to face this. Immigration is not a phenomenon that occurs naturally. Conventional media portrays it as a natural or a normal process, or that it's optional, or that it has no cost to us or our communities. They never discuss the real reasons for immigration. They do this so that we and our communities don't focus or think about the real issues and instead adapt ourselves to the reality of our oppressor. The same oppressor who created the conditions in our home countries for us to leave our homes and our families. We come to this country and become slaves economically and also slaves in relation to our minds, our history, and our culture. In reality, there are at least two reasons for immigration, economic reasons and political reasons. These reasons are not isolated from the global context. We live under a capitalist system and in a context where capitalist systems can rule and control other governments and countries from a distance. The U.S. uses methods like the FTA, the World Bank, the IMF, and corporations to further its aims of control over countries it wishes to exploit. This is how the conditions are created for us to leave our home countries, a decision that is not easy, it hurts, and it has painful consequences. The same is true with political measures, like authoritarianism, sanctions, blockades, and neo-colonization. This also creates conditions. So there is repression, and when there is a possibility of an alternative system that can be created, repression is used. War and occupation is also used in the same manner, and both of these force us to leave our home countries. Both reasons for immigration create death and destruction, but also struggle and resistance. These consequences are reproduced worldwide. This is what and how the ways in which it is connected, and these are the ways in which that the conventional media refuses to tell us. This is the truth that the conventional media wants to hide from us, so that we remain silent and submissive. As long as we remain submissive and doped up before this reality, it will be impossible for us to see the struggling for immigrant rights is to struggle against the occupations from Iraq to Palestine to Peru to Colombia and Bolivia, to our communities inside this country. To struggle for immigrant rights is to struggle against the FTA, is to struggle against sweatshops, is to struggle against mines that are being exploited by the empire, is to struggle against Plan Colombia, is to struggle for Cuba, for Haiti, for Venezuela. The list is endless. Because as immigrants, as people of color, and as refugees, we have the right to return to our home countries when the conditions change away from exploitation of the capitalist system. We have the right to live in a better world wherever we are.
Estos han sido mensajes de sus compañeros en Insurgencia, llevado a ustedes en dos idiomas para alcanzar a más gente en nuestra comunidad. El contenido de dichos mensajes no se contradicen en lo más mínimo por su bilingualidad.
That was a segment from our last show, trying to make the connections between what's happening in Bayview, Hunters Point, and what's happening to oppressed people all over the world.
I would dodge on your blood, you won't bud. I would dodge on your blood, you won't bud. I would dodge on your blood, you won't budge. Attack without a laughter while I'm steady capping your dome with 9 millimeters of chrome. Flesh and bone marrow are thrown until your facial identification is gone. Long gone. I think I'm freaking you. Ooh, continue. Piak my jewels and the avenue. Ooh, continue. Rescue the revenue. Ooh, underground, 1600 pounds of style marching. Look over the hill, brother man, you see I'm stalking. And if you get a zoom in, you can see I'm walking. In a pack of four, and what's the store? It's not for you, so boo, get it back to the back, check it back. Freestyle, heavyweight. And you don't stop.
Fucking cup to the rim, duh, or you'll get struck with a blunt object. Huh, feels like you got hit by a Mack truck, huh? Huh? Don't you wish that you can fuck the freak so much a freak don't fuck, huh? I let the pump pop if you wanna pop, chump. You pop so you end up in my trunk. Wiki, 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 whack MC. There'll be no tricky, tricky, tricking me. Shut up, sit back and enjoy the beat down, sucker. Slap you with my buckle. Your dead homie was a jocker, knocking mother, boxer, popping your motherfucking cone like Rhett and Walker. The LA button like you was a New Yorker. Should have gave it all you got while you was doing the do. Because now the fellowship is straight mopping your crew.
Now who to get in the underdividing kitchen on the grill? Look over the hill, seems like my brother got a lynch. And who to thought that he be the one chopping from a limb? It's because of them dreams of my beautiful brother, sister, reaching, teaching each black seed, black feet. The devil need my foot, stomp, 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 march. But we're moving on up to Nefertari, we go. Hut, 1, 2, 3, 4, ready, and huh. It's a conversation, hut, think by no guts, what? Look over the hill again, well, who do you see? The who do you see? The clue, clucks, clan, kill like Billy, you stole the statue. My hood is the woods of the jungle. Walking through, carry stick or a gun, cause it's fun to fuck with people in the night. Murders, murmurs, fright, siren shots scream, echo home, I get tight.
flipping Coney Island styling for yo. Nobody don't flip over that fellowship shop shape shit that'll rip. Fool, get a grip. I'm a trippin', summon up all my homies to the pit for the whip. Cause I'm a hip hop, a part of us must bust the dope pit. So stay off the dick.
Esa fue una canción elegida al azar. El título es Blood Bullies of the Block, de la banda Freestyle Fellowship.
Now the emergence in human society of this thing that's called the state. What is the state? The state is this organized bureaucracy. It is the police department. It is the army, the navy. It is the prison system, the courts, and what have you. This is the state. It is a repressive organization. But the state, and well, you know, you've got to have the police, because if there were no police, look at what you'd be doing to yourselves. You'd be killing each other if there were no police. But the reality is, the police become necessary in human society. Only at that juncture in human society, where it is split between those who have and those who ain't got.
I thought my cocktail at the precinct, you know how we think. Organize the hood under I Ching banners. Red, black, and green instead of gang bandanas. FBI spying on us through the radio antennas. And I'm hitting cameras in the streetlight watching society. With no respect for the people's right to privacy. I take a slug for the cause like Huey P. While all you fake niggas try to copy Master P. I wanna be free to live, able to have what I need to live. Bring the power back to the street where the people live. We sick of working for crumbs and filling up the prisons. Dying over money and relying on religion for help. We do for self like ants in a colony. Organize the wealth into a socialist economy. A way of life based off the common needs. And all my comrades is ready, we just spreading the seed.
The average black male live a third of his life in a jail cell. Cause the world is controlled by the white male. And the people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respected. And the problems don't never get solved. And the jobs don't never pay enough. So the rent always be late. Can you relate?
No more bondage, no more political monsters, no more secret space launches. Government departments started it in the projects, material objects, thousands up in the closets. Could have been invested in the future for my comrades. Battle contacts, primitive weapons out in combat. Many never come back, pretty niggas be running with gas. Rather get shot in they back than fire back, we tired of that. Corporations hiring blacks, denying the facts, exploiting us all over the map. That's why I write the shit I write in my raps, it's documented. I meant it. Every day of the week, I live in it, breathe in it. It's more than just fucking believing it. I'm holding in ones, rolling up my sleeves and shit. It's C-Lo for push-ups now. Many headed for one conclusion. Niggas ain't ready for revolution.
The average black male live a third of his life in a jail cell. Cause the world is controlled by the white male. And the people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respected. And the problems don't never get solved. And the jobs don't never pay enough. So the rent
police state.
That was Let's Be Free from Dead Prez.
A dedication to all the refugees worldwide. One time. Say.
I remember when we used to sit in a government yard in Brooklyn. About something. The way, hey, and this great future.
Tade se Wyclef ka pala avek nou. Kwa yon lesko nan zon nan men? A, ou kon ba yon men? Lore nou la?
Bonsoir.
Ki ba miye kre wakale la? Refuge nan zon nan tade. Atensyon.
Esa fue No Mujer No Llanto, No Woman No Cry de Fugees.
That was Respect from Aretha Franklin's album Queen of Soul. That ends our show for tonight for Tierra Insurgente, Intifada al Ard. Buenas noches, good evening, and stay tuned to 103.3 FM.
Bueno, muchas gracias por estar con nosotros la noche de hoy. Sigan esperándonos. Estaremos el siguiente domingo a las 8 de la noche con un nuevo show. Y eso es todo por hoy.